Yo, yo, this is Jason Goff from the Full Go Podcast. Me and the crew, we like to entertain you, and we're going to do more of that this football season because the Bears should be more intriguing. There should be more fascination. Justin Fields, is this the make or break year? Is DJ Moore the piece that's going to put them over the top? You can catch us on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, or when we have an emergency podcast when we have breaking news. Make sure you follow the Full Go on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. We're not all professional athletes, but we all have health goals. That's why Anytime Fitness gives you access to personalized plans and support from a coach. Plus, you can track your training, nutrition, and recovery progress with the Anytime Fitness app, just like the pros. With 24/7 access to more than 5,000 gyms worldwide, get more from your gym membership. Visit anytimefitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, restrictions all apply. See website for details. This episode is brought to you by Cars.com. When you add your car to your garage on Cars.com, you'll unlock access to real-time insights into how much your car is worth. Plus, view its historical and projected value to decide when to sell. So when the time is right, you can secure an instant offer from a local dealership or sell it yourself on Cars.com. Start tracking your car's value with your garage on Cars.com.
Welcome to today's podcast. My name is Kevin O'Connor, and we're doing something a little bit different this episode and the next four episodes because I was in Las Vegas last week and I interviewed four of the top 10 potential picks in the 2024 NBA draft. Ron Holland, Modest Bouzelis, Eitan Almansa, all three of them from the G League Ignite, and then Alex Saar from the Perth Wildcats in the NBL. We're going to start off today with the interview with Ron Holland. Holland is a 6'6" wing, a downhill attacker. He's explosive. He's a selfless player on offense. He hit the nasty step back three in the games against Perth last week. Defensively, that's what he's known for. That's how our conversation started off, talking about his competitiveness. I loved my convo with him. I think he is intelligent, self-aware, motivated. I met his mom before the interview. I can see where he gets it from. We talked a little bit about something within here, how he has helped turn down the amount of technical fouls and trash talk that he has on the court, and that comes from his mom. I really enjoyed this conversation with Ron Holland, and I hope you do too. Be sure to subscribe to the Ringers NBA Draft Show because we're going to be releasing more conversations with other draft prospects over the next couple of weeks leading up to NBA training camp, NBA season right around the corner, then college basketball, G League, international. Everything's coming soon. Hope you enjoy these conversations, though. Here's Ron Holland.
Here with Ron Holland with the G League Ignite, potential number one pick in the 2024 NBA draft. Ron, how are you doing today, man?
I'm good, dude.
I'm doing excellent, man. Always love coming to Vegas. It's great to visit. And for you, this is your place you're going to be living. How are you enjoying life in Vegas so far?
I'm loving it out here. It's a little hot out here, but I'm from Dallas, so you know what I'm saying? I mean, really not new to me.
You're getting the dry heat instead of the humid heat, right?
For sure.
Well, what are you liking about it so far, being out here? Your mom, I saw her earlier, but what do you like being alone here in Vegas?
From what I can say is it's a lot of freedom out here. And when it comes to us being a pro basketball player, they give us a lot of time on our own. Mm-hmm. And I like the fact that everything that we need that's beneficial is right next to us. Like, we got hot tubs, spa, court, down the street, Lifetime, the gym. And then you got the gym that we play in 5 minutes away. Good walk if you want to get your reception. Yeah, everything's right next to each other.
Are you like cooking on your own?
Yeah. Okay. I got my dad's a chef.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but he taught me a few things growing up, and he gave me everything that I like to eat, and I cook it from time to time.
Well, what's your specialty? You're cooking for some friends or whatever. What are you making?
Specialty probably Cajun chicken pasta.
Okay.
Yeah, but everybody here, like Ding, Modest Island, they come to my room, I'm probably making a little steak.
Okay. All right, cool. All right. I mean, have you been to the Strip at all? Like, you hang out, like, going to any shows or anything like that?
I haven't been to those shows. We do a whole lot of shopping, though. Okay. Yeah, that's what really, like, us young guys are into.
I see. The shows are fun. They're worth checking out. Do, like, a little team event, like, one of the tent shows, Absinthe.
I plan on doing this.
Something like that. You you get a lot of time to do that. Why are you so competitive? Where do you get that from? Like, you don't stop.
I mean, I hate losing more than I like winning. And I got that. I say I got it from my uncles, like from growing up with them. It was not even just sports. Anything that has something to do with winning, it was losing is not an option. And it's just like, I don't like how I feel when I lose. So I need to prepare myself in a way to make sure I don't lose. So,
how do you feel when you lose?
I mean, I feel like not even that I didn't leave it all out there, but I know I could have done something that made sure that I got the win. I reflect on that and I try to go back and look.
So when you, is there value in losing though? Cause that's where sometimes lessons can be learned.
Yes, for sure. Losing, it can teach you a lot of different things about yourself and show you who you really are when things get hard, adversity hit. And I feel like that's another thing that Ignite teaches us, that, well, really from Duncanville and Ignite, is I've been getting this taught this all my life, is about bounce back and how you respond to adversity.
No, I mean, you've won 2 gold medals. How many state championships did you win with Duncanville?
3.
3 state state championships. So you know a lot about winning.
Fact.
Tell me, like, what does it take to win? Like, what are the qualities you've learned about in those high school years about what it takes to win?
Some qualities I say is really communication is the biggest thing. You can't do it alone. And I understood that walking in high school, knowing that I had playing against other people like Michael Peeves, Jerron Hill. It's just like, I'm not going to come here and be the man. I got to sit down, learn, and put my head on the ground. So one day this is going to be me. And I feel like a lot of people expected for my junior, senior for the kickoff, but it kicked off really early due to unfortunate circumstances, people getting injured and stuff. So I was asked to step up earlier than I was expecting. And from my trainers and everything, every time that I get in the gym every day, it's like, this is going to be you someday. And that time came quicker than anybody thought, and I was prepared for it.
Would you consider yourself a leader?
Oh, for
like
sure.
A vocal leader or a leader by example?
I say that because I like to learn people. I like to learn what they like, what they don't like, how to get them going. And I feel like I said, communication is a big part of the thing, big part of winning, just big part of life. If you communicate, you figure things out quicker.
I mean, that's how you know, whether it's like a relationship or a friendship or whatever else, or a teammate, like you got to communicate and like life. What's on your mind. You have to.
Yes, sir.
And like with you, is that something you learned from your parents at all? Like how do you have that at what? You're 18 years old. You're young. You're a teenager. Like,
I say it came from my dad. You know, just growing up, he was just telling me, like, a quote I'm sure people know, closed mouths don't get fed. And it's like, if you're not speaking up, saying what you don't like, what you need, how's somebody going to know? And how's somebody going to know what you feel if you're not telling them? And I try not to, you know what I'm saying, get quiet, get too nonchalant about stuff, because I know the goals I'm trying to get to in my dreams, it's going to have to be some uncomfortable conversation being said that's probably not going to be heard, but it needs to be said.
For sure. You got a tech in game one. You're great game one. your mom told me earlier she had to get those techs out of you at a younger age.
For sure. It was she told me, I don't remember the exact game, but I remember the conversation. She told me, I started out with 5 fouls. That's $50. So it started with fouls. Every foul I got, $10 is off. It was like an allowance thing, but a tech is done for. I mean, I'm a kid. I like money. You feel me? So it's like,
when you got a tech, you got nothing.
Tech is everything. It was a way of life. It was a teaching moment for me.
How'd you get those techs? You like talking trash?
Trash was most of it. Okay. Yeah. But really just reacting and responding to the referees is what most of it was.
I see. So you feel like you've gotten good at that over the years, getting that out of the system?
I've grew tremendously. It's crazy. If you look at me from 6th grade to now, you would think the jump is crazy. Now, of course, I still got some work to do, obviously, from last night, you can see. But yeah.
Now, let's get into your game here. I mean, we're talking about your competitiveness, and obviously that applies to defense. You're 6'6", your activity is it's 10 out of 10 all the time. Do you, like, with today's NBA, switching is such a valuable skill for wings and guards, regardless of position. With you, like, how do you view yourself as a defensive player, you know, looking ahead to your G League season and then in the NBA?
I say the more versatile you are, the more valuable you are. Meaning, like, if the more you can do, the more options you give the coaches to tell you what they want you to do. And I feel like that leads a strong way from everything that I can do, because I can guard 1-5. I can also play 1-5. And it was nothing that I just really worked on growing up. It's just natural ability. And the league is changing it to strong wings that could do that's versatile, that can do every single thing. So yeah, but yeah, that's what
I'm saying. I mean, offensively, I mean, like, you obviously, defense is kind of the thing that's gonna always keep you in the league. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, when I think about you as a potential NBA player, it's like, at worst, you're going to be in the league 12 years and your defense is going to be the thing that always gets you minutes, always gets you opportunity.
A thing that's been always said to me from middle school to Duncanville to USA to McDonald's Hoop Summit to here, defense is going to stay, keep you on the court. Defense is going to get you on the court and defense is going to keep you on the court. If you don't do anything, guard. Because, like, a coach values that, literally. Like, that's one thing of coaches. I've heard every single coach tell me that's literally what happens.
I mean, and the flip side of it is on offense, like, you don't make dumb mistakes. Right. You're a decisive player. You make smart decisions on the floor. And, like, your decisiveness, I love with the way you attack the basket. I mean, you're so downhill, your ability to finish explosively. With you, do you kind of, like, view yourself as somebody who could someday be a player that's living at the free throw line because you're so good at getting the basket?
I feel like I relieve a lot of pressure off myself by playing for my team. And I say that because, you know, I can make shots. I can really, like I said, versatile. So it's like, if I'm going into a game, right, and I know I got to make shots, it's like, I'm a create, but at the same time, I'm going to make a play for my team because I don't want all the pressure on me, because if I miss this shot, everybody going to look at me like, what you doing? But nah, it's a whole team thing. You got to get your whole team going. That's what I feel like. I'm good at that. Yeah.
And now on those drives to the basket, you know, sometimes if you're not able to get all the way, you have a little bit of a floater, yeah, a bit of a mid-range game. Where do you assess your ability to make those decisions on drives to the basket right now, whether it's pulling up, taking floater, or passing out of it?
I feel like what comes with that is reading the second level defense, how much they help, who helps, like how tall are they, big, guard, all that comes with really just letting the game come to you and just learning the game. Like, it's a really learning curve for me right now because it's all my life I've just been attacked downhill and it's a dunk. Yeah. But now it's pro level. It's, you got defense. They know what it's scouting reports. They know what you like to do. So they're going to send help defense. And it's just about reading that second level defense. If it needs a mid range or kick, float or anything. But that's why, like I said, it goes back to the versatility thing. You need to be able to do multiple things at once just in case this don't work and this works.
Now, when it comes to reading that second level defense you're talking about, as a passer, how do you kind of gauge your level right now as a playmaker? Because, like, I think all your qualities, there's no doubt about your ability to get the basket. You hit that nasty step back three-pointer in your first game against Perth this week. I mean, you have the ability to get going as a scorer. With a passer, I think that's an underrated skill for you.
For sure.
But, like, how do you make it, like, one of those clear, like, no-doss strengths that is something that you could lean on as a key part of your game?
I feel like just make plays for my teammates, really. I definitely feel like I'm an underrated passer. People really don't respect that, but it's okay. That's what I'm here to play my game. I'm not here to prove nobody wrong. I'm here to prove myself right.
So I mentioned that step back here. You had some perimeter shots. Mm-hmm. Your shot, right, like, has been inconsistent over time, you know, like, whether from the free throw line or from three. You seem to be a better shooter off the dribble than you are off the catch. Why do you think that is? And what are you doing to try to, like, get the spot up jumper up to the same level as your jumper off the dribble?
Well, from what I can say is I'm in the gym, really, and working on every single thing. But it comes with listening to important people that controls, that has a lot of control over things, that tell me what I need to work on. And I think it comes with really just confidence. I mean, when you're in the gym every day, it's like, when it's in a game, you should be practicing as hard as you're going to play in the game, because when it comes to the game, it won't feel no difference. But I feel like I do a good job of that. The whole inconsistency of shooting off the dribble and catch and shoot, I just feel like it's going to be some games I'm off on either or, but at the end of the day, I'm going to result back to, I'll be in the gym, so I'm going to keep shooting. I will never lose confidence in
that. I mean, like, regardless, even like with you, it's the type of thing, even if you're having an off scoring night, mm-hmm, you have these other qualities that allow you to make a positive impact. Right. And I think with your game, that's what makes it so appealing and why so many people consider you the potential number one pick right now, mm-hmm, entering this coming season. And now, I mentioned to you earlier, like, how defense keeps you on the floor. You said how that gets you minutes. It keeps you getting minutes. With you, like, that high floor is there as a player. To reach your ceiling, to be like that, you know, top five player in the league, a superstar level player, what are the specific types of skills that you think you need to own over the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years to reach that full potential that you aspire to have?
I say it comes with a lot of consistency in making shots, ball handling, not really turning the ball over and just making the right play. those skill sets right there is just, it's not a question. You don't want to leave anything up for question. And what the league is turning into, it's straight wings, forwards that can all play and that can all guard. So it's like, if you want to do everything that they do, you got to find something to separate yourself. And that comes with the everything that I do that can lead you on the floor with the rebounding, with the playing defense, with the making plays off the dribble or passing the cut, just simple things like that.
Who are your favorite players to watch in the NBA?
I say my favorite player to watch right now is Mikal Bridges. And that's because I've watched him from when he was just his role. He was an amazing role player and his job was to guard the best player and hit shots when it's his time to hit shots. Now he's an all-star. He can take whatever shot he wants to take, and he's still guarding the best player on the floor.
I mean, it's kind of crazy. Last year with the Suns, like, Booker and Chris Paul missed time at certain points of the season, and then, like, Monty Williams, at one point, he's like, okay, we'll feed Mikal Bridges this opportunity. He's averaging, like, 25 with the Suns, goes to the Nets, continues it. I think that showed the value, as you're saying. He had that foundation to be a high-level player, but at the same time, he was working on all those other things to become a great shooter, a great ball handler. Mm-hmm. And here we are, where like suddenly he could, this coming season, prove himself to be one of the 25, 30 best players in the league. Right. Everybody's trajectory is different, even back at Villanova. I don't know if you watched him back then. At one point, he couldn't really shoot that much, right? I mean, I think he's a great example. Is there any other players like that you kind of have watched over the years? Because he's a newer name.
Yeah.
Anybody when you were really younger?
When I was younger, I really watched Kevin Durant, but that's like a common. Yeah, everybody likes tennis. But him, I watched a lot of Jimmy Butler, and that's because I watched how his leadership, like his mentality on the court wasn't, he had that he don't want to lose and he's going to do everything it takes. And I just really watched that about
him. Do you watch like a lot of NBA games at all or teams at all? Or
I watch some. I really watch player film. I haven't really been into games.
When you're watching players, is there any like kind of like a role or something that you kind of envision yourself in?
I try to find players that I see myself playing like in the league for like, and doing everything that they're doing and more.
Well, is that part of the appeal with like choosing to go to the G League? Because this team has so much, it has more talent than it's ever had before. Like with you, Matas, Smith, there's like a long list of guys. Ivan, with you, like I feel like on this team, on one hand, you could look at it like, well, maybe he wouldn't get 20 shots per night like he could have for some colleges or for the OTE. But here with the G League, because there's so much talent, is it kind of that opportunity for you to show every dimension of your game around talent?
I definitely sacrificed, you know, some shots, not going to college, anything. But I know coming here, they were going to teach me how to play the game the right way. And the right way meaning to have a long career. And for people to, like, it's not necessarily just playing good. For me, I want people to like playing with Ron Holland. I want people to say Ron Holland had that mentality that he didn't want to lose. And once you got that on your resume, it's like, then that's when the saying like trade things coming up, it's like everybody's pulling because they want me. Feel me? That's how I look at it.
How would you describe Matas Puzelis to somebody who's never watched him play?
I say he's a long, shifty, skilled guard that can plays really aggressive and gonna make the right play every single possession.
A long shifty guard at 6'10". That's kind of what he is, right? That's
exactly
what he is. Like you talk about positionless basketball, he's one of those types of player too. Yeah. Ivan Almanza, he's somebody that I feel like I have him fifth on my board right now. I have to have three G League players in my top five, you and Matas as well. With Almanza, I think he's kind of underrated right now in draft circles. And how would you describe him?
See, he's one of the most mobile bigs that I've ever seen before. He can shoot, dribble. He can make the right play. He can finish around the basket. He can step out, shoot three, shoot a pull-up. He's one of those bigs where you're going to have to watch him because he can do every single thing a guard can do, but he also has something he can result back to at the end of the day, like no question.
I think with Tyler Smith as well, I mean, like I didn't watch a lot of him until this week. 6'9", looks versatile defensively. Like he's the type of guy, it feels like all of you on this roster have the types of qualities that NBA teams are looking for, which is going to make it a really exciting season.
For sure.
Kind of see the way you guys all mesh over the course of the year. Sure. I think the first game against Perth, we're recording this between games 1 and 2. You guys look like you've been playing together a long time.
Yeah,
right?
Sure.
The chemistry was pretty good against a pro team.
Yeah, sure.
You guys were doing the Rico Hines runs, at least you and Matas. I'm not sure if any others were there.
Everybody was there. Besides Ethan, because he was at the USA.
And how did those go? And then who did you play against? Any memories from those games?
We played against a lot of great name people that had a lot of respect in the NBA. The chemistry was actually good out there for our first time playing together. But I feel like that came with just the whole summer workouts. We've been with each other all summer, and it's like we got a chance to come out here early and get a feel for each other, see what each other like to do. And just being in the gym together, I feel like that plays a big part in everything, because it's like not only are you building chemistry on and off the court, but it's like you're building a relationship, friendship, and that carries a long way when it comes to basketball. But yeah. So.
You playing any sports growing up?
Yeah, I played football, ran track, and I also worked out with soccer.
Okay, I see. Well, what did you learn from those sports that you've been able to apply from to basketball?
I feel like I get my aggression from football. You know what I'm saying? It's football. Yeah, everybody knows football. It's just crazy aggression. Every single possession.
You play tackle?
Yeah, tackle.
You play tackle football growing up?
I see. Track, I feel like that's where I get my motor from. Mm-hmm. I was a long-distance runner, but I could sprint. I could go all day. That's what the whole rim running came in. It was easy for me in high school because it's like nobody could really keep up with me. You know, it was just rebound outlet or rebound and go, and I'm ahead of the court faster than anybody else.
This episode is brought to you by Jiffy Lube. Cars can be a big investment, so it's important to take care of them. I once got a car that I started out with 25,000 miles on. I got it to over 200,000 miles because I took care of it. You know how you take care of a car? You take care of the maintenance, the oil, the brakes, all that stuff. And if you don't, you can have a car just completely fall apart. When your car needs maintenance, head to Jiffy Lube. They provide automotive excellence at speed. Get your oil changed, brakes checked, tons of other multi-care services. It's all done by expertly trained technicians who actually care about taking care of you and your car. Jiffy Lube, car more. To find coupons and start an instant online estimate, visit JiffyLube.com.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
What do you love about basketball?
I love that it's an outlet for me. Really, anytime I'm going through anything, I just resort back to basketball, because it's like once you step in between them lines, it's like a deep breath and everything is out the way. And you just get the work on you because you're doing something that you really love to do and you see yourself pursuing a career.
What's that like to be 18 years old and to have this passion that you have in your life that you love, and you now you're going to the G League, you're on the cusp of someday becoming an NBA player.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure you have friends who don't play sports. Maybe you don't, but like for you, like you are way ahead of schedule from a lot of people in your age group. What's that like at 18 years old to be living this life?
So I say it's a blessing, because like you said, there's people out there that's my age that didn't really have a chance to do this. And I feel like I'm making the most out of every single chance I get. And knowing that I got a chance to do this at a very young age is, like I said, is really a blessing.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today.
Sure.
Thank you. Best of luck. Thank you, man.
Thank you for listening to that episode with Ron Holland. We'll be back on Friday with my conversation with Alex Saar of the Perth Wildcats. And next week, I'm talking to Modest Gouzelis and Eitan Almanza from the G League Ignite.